弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我们都很高兴哈，今天等于是我们 pandemic 以来第一次，中英文合并在室内聚会啊。
I'm sure we all rejoice because this is the first combined meeting indoors since the pandemic.
希望早一天所有的限制担心都挪去啊，我们能够再一次一起全部都在这里来敬拜他。
We hope, we pray that soon all the restrictions will be removed and everyone can come back to worship Him together.
那我想今天正好又是母亲节，我相信，在座所有的弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都有自己的母亲，不管她还在不在。
Today is Mother's Day. I'm sure every one of us has a mother, whether she is alive or not.
上个礼拜，当我们讲到当神造天地万物以来。神的永能和神性借着所造之物是明明可知的，叫人无可推诿啊。
Last week we mentioned that in Romans chapter 1 verse 20 says, For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in things that have been made, so there's no excuse.
所以我们特别说到，如果连每一样东西神造它都带着目的的话，
If God created everything with a purpose,
更不要说我们照着他的形象所造的人
let alone us, humankind, we were created in His image.
所以我们上个礼拜已经从五个方面讲到人特别特别的受造，还有在神面前特别的价值。
So last week we mentioned five significance of human.And the purposes of human creation.
所以，当我们成为人的时候，我们在我们所有所扮演的角色里面，神都赋予了特别的目的和意义。
So God has a special significance, meaning, and purpose for every role that we play.
当妈的是其中一个非常非常重要的角色。
And motherhood is one of very important roles.
哦，她在。不在这个整个人类的历史上，尤其在神的家中，姊妹们扮演的角色太重要了。
It's so important the role that sisters play in the human history as well as in church.
我今天要讲的这个题目，一方面结合我们整个系列在讲十架的信息。
So this message is actually one of the messages of the cross.
那一方面又跟今天母亲节有关的。
And it also has to do with Mother's Day today.
说老实话，我相信很多姊妹看到这个题目，说再受生产之苦，可能就会说 Oh no.
Maybe some sisters, when they look at the topic in the anguish of childbirth, they'll say Oh no.
所以不管你今天有勇气坐在这里，或是有勇气今天在 online 上面听这个信息，我们都应该给你比个大拇指啊。
But we applaud you that you have the courage to listen to this message, whether it's on site or online.
因为生产本身的确很痛苦。
Because it's indeed childbirth is very painful.
我虽然没有生过孩子，但是我听他们形容说，母亲在生产的时候，好像十二根骨头同时裂掉的那种痛啊。
I never experienced childbirth, but I have heard that when a woman gives birth to a child, it's like 12 bones all broken at the same time.
或是拿鞭子连续鞭个几十个小时哈。
Or being scorched for many hours.
我也不要吓到你们，姊妹们不敢生孩子。
I don't want to scare those sisters who have not been a mother yet.
前两天于师母还跟我讲，我就上报纸去看，他是 CIA 的调查哈，所以蛮准的。全世界生育率不是，差点讲成生产率，生育率最低的居然是台湾。
A couple of days ago, Pastor Nancy told me a statistics, and then it's done by CIA, so probably accurate that the lowest childbirth rate.Is in the world is actually in Taiwan.
我四十年前在台湾就是两千万出头，现在还是两千万出头。
So 40 years ago, when I was in Taiwan, the total population of Taiwan was about 20 million, and now it's still about 20 million.
我跟于师母在台湾街头好几次看到人家推车，这样伸头一看是一只小狗、小猫。
When Pastor Nancy and I were in Taiwan, oftentimes we saw people pushing a stroller on the street, but then as we look closer, it's actually a pet.
台湾政府为了这个报告特别拨款100亿 ten billion 台币哈，大概等于三亿美金，为了鼓励生产，为了优惠当妈的。
So because of this statistics, actually the Taiwan government had a budget set aside a budget of 3,000 million $300 million to actually to encourage childbirth.
所以当母亲真的不容易。
So it's not easy to be a mother.
那我今天这个题目呢，我保罗原来的意思，他是对加拉太教会讲的。
So originally this passage was a message from Paul to the church at Colossae.
因为他们明明接受了保罗所传的福音，人是因信称义，因着耶稣基督而得救。
Those Christians, the Galatians Christians, they received the gospel message that they were saved by faith.
但是他们却在这个根基之外，他们仍然坚持必须受割礼才能得救。
But yet, in addition to this foundation, they still insisted that you have to be circumcised in order to be saved.
所以保罗说，我需要为你们再受生产之苦，直到基督成形在你们心里。
That's why Paul says.I had to be in the anguish of childbirth again until Christ is formed in you.
所以我借着这个题目再受生产之苦，这个再提醒在座所有当妈的。
So I'm borrowing this passage again in the anguish of the childbirth to remind all moms.
不要只当你孩子肉身的妈，要当他属灵的妈。
Don't just be the natural mother for your children, but be the spiritual mother for your children.
我们要为他再受生产之苦，直到基督成形在我孩子的里面。
We have to be in anguish of childbirth for them again until Christ is formed in your children.
就像我们说的，如果你不向你爸妈传福音，谁去跟他传福音？你不向你自己的孩子传福音，谁向他去传福音
？As I kept saying, if you don't preach the gospel to your parents, who else will? And if you don't preach the gospel to your children, who else will?
所以我们一定有责任，在孩子们离开家。上大学前，我们真的希望基督能够成形在他们的心中。
So it's our responsibility that before our children leave home for college, that Christ has to be formed in them.
同样的，我也不是只对肉身的妈啊，我是对所有当属灵母亲的人。
And this is not just for the natural mothers, but spiritual mothers as well.
神家需要很多的弟兄们。很多的单身们还没有结婚的都起来当属灵的母亲。
The house of God needs all brothers as well as singles to be spiritual mothers.
因为属灵母亲的责任就是希望把基督能够在别人的里面成形出来。
The responsibility of a spiritual mom is that Christ will be formed in others.
像保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章，他又是属灵的父亲，又是属灵的母亲。
So in the book of Thessalonians, chapter 2, Paul is saying that he was the spiritual mother as well as father.
他讲到他是属灵母亲的时候，他说我在你们中间，这个温柔，这个。纯心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
When Paul described him as a spiritual mother, he says that I was gentle among you to nurture you.
他说我们不光要把神的福音给你们，就连自己的命给你们都愿意的啊。
Not only that I'm willing to give you the gospel of Christ, but even my own life.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天这个信息不要认为只是对母亲们讲的，是对我们整个教会，所有。爱主、愿意服侍主的人，我们都需要听这样子的一个信息。
So this message is not only for moms, but for everyone who love the Lord and want to serve the Lord.
那我们现在来读一下今天的经文。
So let's read the scripture.
哥林多后书第四章十到十二节，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, life in you.
好，所以不管在肉身上当母亲、当父亲，或是在属灵上当属灵的父母，都离不开十字架的原则。
So whether we're natural or spiritual mothers and fathers, we cannot depart from the principle of cross.
我们前两个礼拜已经讲过的十字架的道理，对现代的人来说，认为是一件愚拙的事情。
As we mentioned in the past weeks, that the principle, the truth about the cross is considered foolish in modern days.
因为整个后现代的思维方式跟生活方式都是自我中心的。
Because the entire principle around postmodernism is self-centeredness.
怎么样子让我变得更好？怎么样子让我人生更好？怎么样子让我被接受？怎么样子让我被发挥？怎么样子让我能够做成我想要做的事情？
So how can I improve myself? How can I improve my life? How can I develop myself? How can I feel fulfilled? How can I be accepted? Everything is about myself.
所以当我们讲舍己的时候，我们觉得这是一个不合时代的信息，这是一个不落地的信息，没有人愿意听这个信息。
So when we talk about the truth of self-denial, we may see that as not practical or outdated.
但是弟兄姊妹，我真的要跟弟兄姊妹说哈。这是神赐福给我们的最主要的管道，借着耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
But yet, I have to emphasize to you again and again that this is the channel of God's blessing, and this is the channel of God's blessing that Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
如果我问大家一个问题哈，你自己回答。
May I ask you a question? You can just answer to yourself.
你觉得你需不需要更多的智慧、能力和祝福
？Do you need more?Wisdom, power, and blessing.
这三个已经包括很多了哈。
This encompasses a lot of things.
智慧讲到我知道怎么做正确的决定，我知道我人生的方向是什么，我知道什么事情是有价值的。我们都需要更多的智慧。我怎么样在我的工作上，在我人生的挑战上胜任有余
？So we need wisdom to know my personal the purpose of my life, my values and my directions, and how I can serve in the workplace and.In my family.
能力说到我不光有理想有方向有目标我有办法达到它
Power is not only that we have a goal but we have a power we know how to get there
我不光知道我要有爱我要有忍耐我要有圣洁我真的能够活出这样子的生活
Not only that I know I need love I need godliness I need holiness, but I can actually achieve it.
同样的祝福更是对不对？我们都希望得到更多的恩典、更多的帮助、更多的祝福、更多的好处。
The same with blessings. We always need more help. We always need more blessings.
但是如果你真正把圣经好好读完的话，神赐给我们智慧、力量和祝福。那一个管道不离开耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
But if we carefully study the scripture, we will see that heavenly wisdom, power, and blessing come from nowhere except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们自己或者很多我们周围的基督徒都已经给主画了一条线啊，到此为止，不要再过来 ，That's enough.
Oftentimes we ourselves or Christians around us, we have set a boundary between us and God. Said,
我一个礼拜
this is the limit.That's it, no more.
我一个礼拜三次聚会，我奉献最多十分之一，别的时候不要来碰我了。
I will come to church three times a week, and I will tithe 10%, and that's it. That's the max, no more.
弟兄姊妹，我们对救恩有一个非常错误、被仇敌mislead 的一个观念，让我们觉得他好像是不合理的一个主。
So we've been misled by the enemy. We often think that God is unreasonable.
其实他整个的祝福都在耶稣基督借着十字架要倾倒给我们的。
But actually, He wants to pour out all of His blessing through this truth, Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
所以我们说，基督是我们的生命，十字架是我们的道路。
That's why we can claim that Christ is our life and the cross is our way.
我们一起讲一遍好不好
？Let's say it together.
不要看讲义，应该会背的。
Let's memorize it.
基督是我们的生命
，Christ is our life，
是我们的道路
，and the cross is our way。
什么叫道路？你每天都在走路。
What is way? We walk on the way all the time。
我们每一天的生活就叫做我们在走路。
And then our daily life is actually our daily walk。
我们每一个人都在走路，对不对
？And every one of us is walking。
但是问题是，第一个，你在走什么样子的路
？But what kind of walk do you have？
第二个，这条路。合乎神的旨意吗？是神所要的吗
？And is your walk, your way, God's will?
第三个，这条路早晚有路终，要停下来的一天。
And sooner or later, there's an end to all of our ways.
然后我们要回头，把我这一生所有的日子所走过的路向神交账。
And then we're gonna turn back and give account to all the paths that we have walked in this life.
我现在都已经65岁了，我回头看有多少的日子浪费了，真的浪费了。
I'm already 65 years old, And as I look back, I've wasted so many days.
并不代表我在做坏事。
It doesn't mean that I was doing something bad.
我自己上班非常认真的人。
I was very diligent when I was in the workplace.
我那时候上班的时候，我一天不知道读多少的书，做多少的事情。
While I was working in the marketplace, I was still very diligent to study and work.
属灵上也是这样。
And in the same way of my spiritual pursuit.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我离开基督。我离开了他所给我预备的道路的时候。
But yet, brothers and sisters, if I depart from Jesus Christ and depart from the way that He has prepared for me,
这是我们一切混乱愁苦的原因。
And that becomes the source of all of our confusion, chaos, and suffering.
告诉我们，基督是我们的生命，十字架是我们的道路。
So the Scripture tells us that Christ is our life and the cross is our way.
但是我们。怎么样子可以让我们真正走在这条路上
？But how can we really walk on this way？
不仅仅走在这条路上能够 finish well。
Not only that we get to walk on this way, but we finish well。
没有一个人可以被逼到十字架的路上的。
No one can be forced or coerced onto this way。
我们今天愿意甘心的走十字架的道路，甘心的愿意来侍奉神。
Today we willingly serve God and walk on this path of cross。
第一。耶稣基督自己他的吸引
It's because Jesus Christ himself has drawn us
他的荣美他自己的美丽荣耀吸引了我们用自己的美德招了我们
He has drawn us with his beauty and his glory and has called us with his godliness
所以当他在加利利海边行走的时候他看到彼得安德烈看到雅各看到约翰他说来跟从我
So when he was walking on the seashore of GalileeHe saw Peter, John, and James, and he says, "Come, follow me."
这些人居然可以撇下网，撇下船，别了父亲，起来跟随耶稣。
And these people, they were just willing immediately drop what they have and say goodbye, bid farewell to their fathers and follow Jesus.
你知道那个是等于整个 career, 整个人生，整个人的原来的生活方式，全部因着耶稣，他愿意放下来。
In other words, they were willing to give up all of their career, all of their old life to follow Jesus.
因为在耶稣身上有一个说不出来的吸引，有一个说不出来的气质和生命，让他们觉得这个人不一样，我要跟他。
Because they were drawn unspeakably by the glory and by the life of Jesus Christ. This person was different, they were willing to follow him.
弟兄姊妹，如果你缺少这样子的经验的话，要向主要，我们的主乐意向我们显现的。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we lack this experience of being drawn by the Lord, we need to ask, and He is pleased.
愿你吸引我，让我们快跑来跟随你。
And He's always pleased to appear to us. We may say, Lord, may You draw us so that we will run after You.
第二个是因为他的爱激励我们。
Second, it's because of His love compels us.
当我们真知道什么叫属命的大爱。
If we know, truly know this great sacrificial love.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天夫妻之间彼此牺牲一点，都在记账的，对不对？
Today, when husbands and wives sacrifice a little bit, we hold grudges.
沈老牧师说去住到别人家接待他，发现姊妹在冰箱上贴了一个条子，常常一条线一条线，五个画一个正，或是画个五呢。
Pastor Shen once told a story that he went to stay with a brother and sister's house, and then they saw he saw on the refrigerator there's a tally kept.By the wife.
他问这个女主人：“你是在记录什么
？”And then so he asked the lady, "What are you keeping records of?"
她说：“我在记录我老公得罪我几次。
”And then she said, "I'm counting the times that he offended me."
到时候一起算账。
Then I'm gonna give account.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们真的不认识什么叫做舍己。如果真认识基督为你为我舍的是什么？
So brothers and sisters, we really don't understand. We don't know how much Jesus Christ has suffered for us and His sacrifice.
就像今天这节经文《哥林多后书》第五章十四节讲，基督的爱激励我们，他替我们死，所以现在活着的不再为自己活，愿意替那位为我们死而复活的主活。
Like in the scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 14 and 15.15, for the love of Christ controls us because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that all, thus who live might no longer live for ourselves, but for Christ.
所以十字架的道路对外行人没有真正走在其上的就会怕不敢走。
So those who don't really understand will fear the path of cross.
真正被主的爱碰到的时候，其实我们是甘心走。
But for those who are being touched and compelled by the love of Christ, we will walk on the path willingly.
因为爱本身会带来力量，带来改变的。
Because love will bring about power and change.
你看，我们常常开玩笑，以前当然不是现代人，现代人比较爱干净。以前那个人很少洗澡的，很少洗头的，交了女朋友，哇，洗得干干净净的。
So we used to joke that a single guy probably won't take shower every day, but once he is in love, he's in a relationship, he all of a sudden tidy up.
平常苦瓜脸哈，严肃的要命，不讲话，不沟通的，一谈恋爱，哇，唱歌了。
Or maybe he used to have a square face, he never jokes, but now he's willing, he just loves to sing.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣吸引我们的时候，你会发现从前我没办法不愿意的，现在并不困难，因为有个爱，基督的爱在这里。
So when the love of Christ compels us that we are willing to do things that we never would want to.
所以基督不仅仅在这里用他的荣美吸引我们，用他的爱激励我们。
Not only that, Christ draws us with his glory and beauty and his love compels us.
接下来说到他作为我们的生命，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活，这个成为我走十字架道路的力量。
And he also becomes our life, no longer I, but Christ that lives in us. And his life becomes the strength of my walk.
我相信我们并不是代表我们没有心爱主，我们也不是没有走过主的路，但是常常发现走着走着被淘汰了，走着走着走不下去了。
Oftentimes, it's not that we're not willing, but after a long while, then we become weary. We can't go on anymore.
要我原谅他七次还可以哈，到了第八次爆发了。
Maybe I can forgive this person seven times, but the eighth time, I exploded.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要基督做生命，这个羔羊的生命，十架的生命，会让我们可以走得下去。
So we really need the life of Christ, the life of this Lamb to be our life so that we can continue on this way.
所以我上次举了一个例子，那个 e-bike, 就是那个 bicycle, 你光用脚踏，有很多时候我们真的就是不行。
Like the example I give the e-bike, if you just pedal on it, sometimes you can't do it.
但是 e-bike 它本身有一个本钱，就是它有一个 switch, 有一个按钮，你一按它有力量替你开。
But then there's a switch that if you turn it on, it has the power to assist you.
你如果不信耶稣的话，没有这个东西。
But if you don't believe in Jesus, you don't have that power.
只有一个生命。
There's only one life.
信了耶稣有两个生命。
But after you believe in Jesus, there are two lives.
什么时候我放弃我们那个不行的、疲倦的、会埋怨的、会伤害人的生命，我放下它，我转向主的时候，这个东西要来替代我。
But anytime we're willing to lay down this old life, this life that will get weary and tired and complain and bitter, and then turn to the other life, that life becomes our strength.
让我自己都有让我惊讶的表现了。
So that even I was surprised myself with the new behavior.
我还想说这不是我原来于宏杰，不可能的。
Sometimes I amaze myself. This is not me. This is
这不是原来的我。你会经历到什么叫做基督替我活。
This is not me. So I get to experience what it means that Christ lives in me and for me.
弟兄姊妹一定要去经历它。
So we ought to experience that.
接下来讲到十几次十字架经历的记号，基督的生命是我们十字架经历必然有的结果。
Then we talk about self-denial is actually the mark of cross experience, and the life of Christ is the natural result.
它不光是一个人走十字架道路身上一个很明显的一个记号，一个 sign, 一个特点。
So self-denial is actually the mark of someone walking on this cross path.
就像保罗说的，我身上带着耶稣的印记，人都不要来搅扰我。
Just like Paul says, on me, I carry on the mark of the Christ. No one should disturb me.
NASB 把它翻译作牌子、名牌 brand. 我身上，这个你的牌子是什么？
So, another translation says, that is my brand.
为什么这么多人喜欢买名牌的鞋子？因为人家一看就看到了，西装还看不到。
Why is that people like to buy name brand shoes? Because they can easily be recognized.
我在中国40人民币，这十几年前买到的衬衫，在这边 Nordstrom 180块美金。
Many years ago, I bought a shirt in China for 40 renminbi, and then after I came back to the States, I saw the same one in Nordstrom for $180.
这个弟兄姊妹，当我们身上披戴基督的时候，是说披戴基督这个牌子。
So when we say we put on Christ, we're actually wearing the brand of Christ.
那舍己不光是我们该有的记号，也是耶稣呼召门徒们的要求。
Self-denial is not only the mark of the cross experience, it's actually the calling of Christ to his disciples.
还在这里耶稣对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So Jesus said to all, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
因为耶稣太知道了
Because Jesus knew
人生所有的痛苦、混乱、伤害给人的或是遭受的，几乎都是从这个己、这个我里面出来的。
Because Jesus knew it very well about all of our sufferings, hurt, confusion, and chaos, pretty much all come from the self.
因为自我中心是一种人天性，很习惯就这样。
Because naturally we tend to be self-centered.
我上次跟你们讲过，有一个女孩子到面店里面去吃面，叫了一碗大卤面还是什么面。
And I told you a story before. A lady goes to a restaurant and order a bowl of soup, noodle soup.
那个 waiter 把那个热热的面端来的时候，他的指头居然伸到汤里面去了。
When the waiter brought over the noodle soup, and his thumb was actually in the soup.
啊，这个人说，先生，你的指头。
And then this lady said,、oh, "Sir, your thumb, your finger."
他居然说，小姐，安了，我这个人不怕胖，不要担心。
He even said, "Don't worry, lady."I'm not afraid of heat.
弟兄姊妹，我们看事情，我们想事情，我们反映事情，都是从自己的眼光、自己的感觉、自己的利益、自己的角色出发，很容易的。
It's so easy for us to view things, interpret things from our own point of view.
我们会怪另外一半，你为什么不来帮我？等到他需要帮忙的时候，我们不去帮，我们觉得理所当然，因为我现在累。
We may complain our spouse why he or she doesn't help me when I need it, but when he or she needs it, we may say I'm too tired to help.
所以弟兄姊妹，主耶稣知道我们的问题。
So Jesus knows our problems.
所以舍己是为了帮助我们，也为了救我们脱离这种自我中心的生活方式和思维模式。
So actually, Jesus.Called us to deny ourselves in order to save us and free us from this self-centered mindset and lifestyle.
那这个改变不是一天就出来的。
But this change cannot be achieved overnight.
从跟随耶稣，你只要跟随耶稣，一定被改变。
But yet, if we just sincerely and truthfully follow Jesus, we will be changed.
我们每一次的聚会，或是你每一次的祷告、灵修，你真遇见耶稣，你不可能不被改变。
If we meet Jesus every time we come to the meetings or we study the scripture, we will be changed.
我给你们举一个很简单的例子哈。
Let me give you another very simple example.
这个路加福音从第九章51节开始，一直到后面24章的结束，都在讲耶稣最后的一段路。
The Gospel of Luke, from chapter 9 verse 51 through the end of chapter 24, it's all about the last journey of Jesus Christ.
定义向耶路撒冷去。
He set his face toward Jerusalem.
这条路叫做十字架的路。
And that is the path of the cross.
终点是他在十字架上最后说成了。
And the conclusion of this.Journey is that he was on the cross and said, "It is finished."
哪里晓得，当圣经五十一节讲完，耶稣就面向耶路撒冷，他就定义向耶路撒冷去的时候。
So after chapter 9 verse 51, after he said it, he set his face toward Jerusalem.
他第一个经过撒玛利亚，撒玛利亚的人拒绝耶稣。
And then the first stop that the first place he walked through was Samaritan.And the Samaritans rejected him.
门徒看了就生气，好心没有好报，要把救恩给你们，要把神的恩典给你们，你们居然这个样子。
And the disciples saw that they were really mad because they say these people they don't know how to appreciate the Savior.
所以雅各跟约翰就跟主祷告，主你要不要我们求是降天火把他们给烧了？
So James and John asked Jesus, Lord, do you want us to pray and so that the fire would be sent from heaven and burned up these people.
好大的口气哈。
So they were really arrogant.
你们中间碰到福音朋友不信，有没有这样祷告过？
Have you ever prayed this when you are rejected by gospel friends?
我爸爸的公司有一个同事跟人家传福音吵到最后，你这个人就该下地狱。
My father had a colleague at work that he started arguing with gospel friends, and finally he says, "You deserve to go to hell."
耶稣说：“你们的心如何，你们自己不知道。”
But yet Jesus replied to his disciples James and John,
"You
do not know the condition of your heart."
连我们在服事的事情上，在开始跟耶稣走十字架的路上，当我们开始认为我在为耶稣做什么的时候，我们都可能。是我天然就造肉体的生命出来。
Brothers and sisters, even when we feel that we are in love, we are on fire for Jesus, we're serving the Lord, it still could be the work of our old flesh.
耶稣说：“你们的心如何，你们不知道。人子来不是要灭人的命，乃是要叫人得救。”
So Jesus says, "You do not know about your hearts. The Son of Man did not come to destroy, but to save."
弟兄姊妹，我故事没有要停在这。
But the, I don't mean to stop my message here. But yet, when you go forward to Acts chapter 8,
腓力在撒玛利亚传福音，很多人信主。
Philip was preaching the gospel at Samaria, and then a lot of people believed.
请问耶路撒冷有哪两个使徒长途跋涉到撒玛利亚去看望他们？
Do you know which of the two apostles walk a long way from Jerusalem to Samaria to visit the saints there?
对不对？他们到了那边去，他们为他们祷告，为他们求圣灵，不再是降天火来毁灭他们，乃是求主降圣灵、降恩雨来充满他们。
So these same apostles, James and John, went to Samaria to pray for the saints.And to ask the Holy Spirit to descend on them, not the fires, so that they will not be burned, but they will receive power.
所以耶稣生命的显出是跟随十架的人一定有的结果。
So you see the manifestation of the life of Christ is a natural result for those who follow Jesus.
所以在这里，第十节。刚才我们读过的哥林多后书第四章，他说身上带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
So that that we carry the death of Christ, so the life of Christ, the life of Christ will be manifested in our bodies.
第十一节，常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们必死的身上显明出来。
That we are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
所以在这里，第一个是讲到我们主动走十字架的道路，哈，身上带着耶稣的死，动词是用主动式的。
So verse 10 says, always carry in the body of the death of Jesus.
后半段说常为耶稣被交于死地，这是被动式的。
So verse 10 is the active, proactive tense. And verse 11 says, we're being given over to death.
不管是主动
passive tense,
或是被动的十架经历，它都带来一个共同的结果，就是使耶稣的身被显明出来。
So whether it's active or passive cross experience, the natural result is that the life of Christ will be manifested.
所以受苦并不等于十字架。
So suffering does not equal to cross experience.
很多人遭遇困难，遭遇苦难，但是并不代表是十字架。真实的十字架一定有复活的生命做证明。
So many people suffer, but the...It doesn't mean that they're necessarily carrying the cross. But those who carry the cross will have life of Jesus Christ manifested as a testimony.
对，真实的十字架一定有基督被显出来的。
So, someone, if someone truly carried the cross, life of Christ will be manifested.
1980年，我碰到过几个从中国大陆出来的弟兄姊妹们。
In 1980s, I met some brothers and sisters from China.
他们很多都经过文革，受了很多的逼迫，下在监里吃了很多的苦头。
They have gone through the persecution, the Cultural Revolution, even being imprisoned.
但是有的人，你碰到他那个生命那么柔和，哦，那样子的向主，他从来不说自己的苦，他在那里诉说主的恩典，主怎么样坚固他们，帮助他们。
But some people, when you meet them, you feel that their life is so gentle. They don't complain about the sufferings they endured. but the grace of God, how God has saved him.
但是有的人就在那里一直强调，一直强调他受了多少的苦，哦，觉得你们在海外，太舒服了，你们不知道什么叫十字架，你们根本不认识十字架，哦，就在这里责备弟兄姊妹们。
But some people, they kept repeating and complaining about the sufferings that they have endured and accuse brothers and sisters overseas for not understanding the true meaning of the cross.
我不是说我们不该被责备。
I'm not saying that we should not be rebuked.
我们该被责备。
Yes, we should be rebuked.
但是你却发现太阳这个照在篱笆的身上跟照在一个蜡的身上，蜡就软了，篱笆就变硬了。
But just like the same sunshine shines on the piece of mud and a piece of wax, the mud becomes dry and hard, but the wax becomes soft and warm.
所以很多人受苦的经历让他骄傲，哦，让他看不起别人。但是很多人受苦的经历是让他经历基督，得着基督，活出基督来。
Some people, their sufferings make them even more proud and arrogant. But for some people, their suffering make them experience Christ.
如果我们真看见十字架这条路的荣耀，
If we truly see the glory of the path of the cross,
真听见主的呼召要我们陪他做羔羊的同伴，
And we truly heard God's calling, that calling us to be the companion of the Lamb,
然后我们会愿意甘心的身上带着十字架，
Then we'll be willingly carry up our cross.
就算被交于死地，那个环境逼得我们进入十字架的经历，我们也一样要得到主的结局，就是基督在我身上照常显大。
Even we may be given over to death through our circumstances, we are determined to receive the end, that is the life of Christ being manifested in us.
我认识一位很爱主的弟兄，也来过我们中间传福音，那个徐华医生，他有一次 讲的时候，他说 他们住在 New Jersey。
I met a brother, 徐华， he is a doctor, he was here before, and then he lived in New Jersey.
他在他弟弟家里面养了一只狼狗。
And then his brother had a German shepherd.
后来那个狼狗生了大概三四只小狗。
And then the German Shepherd had three or four puppies.
有一天晚上突然狂风，这个大雪淋到了。
All of a sudden, one night there was a snowstorm.
夜里面突然发生的，所以他们不知道。早上醒来的时候，那个主人马上想到狗，冲到院子里面去。
And the snowstorm happened at night, and in the morning, all of a sudden, this owner remembered about his dogs.
他就发现那只狼狗母狗就坐在那个狗窝的门口完全不动，变成一只冰狗。
And then his brother saw this mother dog stood at the door of this dog house, and then she was completely frozen.
就是一个 frozen, 一个 icy dog 守在那边。他把那个狗搬出来的时候发现几只小狗还在里面还活着。
And then when he removed the frozen mother dog, he saw that all the puppies still survived.
弟兄姊妹，这是这个爱里面让我们甘心愿意付这个代价。
And because of love, we're willing to pay the price.
当我们爱耶稣，能够叫耶稣喜乐，我们愿意付这个代价。
So if we love Jesus and we want to please Him, we're willing to pay the price.
当我愿意让死在我身上发动，为了让别人可以得到耶稣，得到祝福，我们愿意做这件事情，这都叫十字架的经历。
So if I can let death to work in us, so that Christ will be in, so life will be in others, will be willing to do that.
我没有时间去讲别的见证了，好，我们听到那么多很好的见证，他们虽然处在那样子的处境里面，好像客观的环境把他们逼到那样子，可是他们里面真的是活出基督来。
We don't have time to go over many beautiful testimonies that some people may be given over to death through circumstances, but they willingly carry the cross and the beauty of Jesus will be manifested.
那我们不用去羡慕那样子哈，我们先从我们自己神量给我们今天的十字架，我们开始学习，愿意让死在我们身上发动，也让基督的生可以显在我们身上。
We don't need to envy those beautiful, great testimonies, but if we willingly and truthfully follow Jesus in our everyday life, so that Christ will be in us. And we don't, let's not complain about our circumstances
anymore. 不要再去怪我们的公司，不要再去怪我们的同事，怪教会，怪 pandemic， 怪政府。我们学习自己做一个有影响力的人，是把耶稣带出来的人。
Let's stop complaining about our colleagues, our workplaces, our church, our government, even pandemic. But let us sincerely follow Jesus so that we can be a person of influence and bring about blessings.
只有耶稣显明出来，才能真正影响别人，真正改变别人，真正祝福别人。
Only when the life of Christ is lived out and manifested, then it can be a real blessing to others and bring about change.
这叫十架的路，这叫生命的路，这叫讨神喜悦的路，这叫跟荣耀发生关系的路。
And this is called the way of the cross, the way of life, and this is the way that pleases God.
我们现在看到第三个点，保罗说的再受生产之苦，直到基督成形。
Then lastly, we shall see in the anguish of childbirth again until Christ is formed.
在这里我讲到生产之苦是积极性的苦难，为的要带出生命。
So the anguish of childbirth, the pain of childbirth is actually positive. It has a positive purpose to bring about life.
属灵母亲她重大的使命和贡献也在于她肯舍己，成为神家属灵生命的培育者，直到基督成形在人心中。
And the spiritual mother's great commission and also contribution also lie in self-denial, becoming the nurturer of the spiritual life of God's family until Christ is formed.
在这里积极性的苦难，可能大家就问说，那什么叫消极性的苦难
？So, if this is the positive type of suffering, then what is a passive type?
消极性的苦难，我想你们听约伯记，我讲的更细，我这里只是简单点一下。消极性的苦难是因为我们犯罪，因为我们得罪神，因为我们不肯服在神所列的律底下，而我们遭受的结果。
So I explained that when I taught the book of Job, there's a passive type of suffering and sorrow. It's caused by our sins, our disobedience.That we violated the principles of God's laws.
保罗也特别提醒我们，神是轻慢不得的。哈，你种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Paul also reminds us, God is not to be mocked. You reap what you sow.
不要因为我们自己犯罪或是肉体收到不好的结果，我们来埋怨神，为什么不听祷告？为什么不看顾我们？为什么容许这件事情发生？
So we shouldn't complain and accuse God for not listening to our prayers or not keeping us if we violate and we sin and disobey and violate God's principles.
你不能喝醉酒了开车，然后出车祸断腿断手的，你去怪神。
If you're drunk driving, you got into a car accident and get hurt, you can't blame on God.
这一种苦难我们叫做消极性的苦难。
This type of suffering, we call it passive or negative.
Chuck Swindoll 说他去看医生的时候，听到那个妈妈跟医生吵架，他说我不管怎么样，我的儿子就是要游泳。
So Pastor Chuck Swindoll once said that he went to visit a doctor in the waiting room. He heard a mother was arguing with the doctor, and she says, "My son would just have to swim no matter what happens."
医生说我跟你说过，他现在耳朵发炎到这样子，绝对不能游泳。
And the doctor says, because of his persistent ear infection, he cannot keep swimming.
他出来的时候，他原来以为那个人是大概跟我孙子一样还那么小，没想到是十七八岁比妈妈还高的一个青少年。
And then after the mother and son came out of the office, he thought it was probably a little boy.But like my grandson, but actually it's a 17, 18 year old.
这样子的苦难不叫十字架，这样子的苦难没有资格埋怨神，是我们自己犯罪，自己违背神，我们自己自食恶果。
So this kind of suffering, you cannot blame on God. This is because you violated You violate God's principle. You reap what you sow.
那积极性的苦难，像主耶稣自己在约翰福音十六章说的，妇人生产的时候，虽然痛苦，但是知道结果要让她喜乐，因为有一个生命诞生了。
Like what Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 21 says, "When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for the joy of."That a human being was born into the world.
那个苦是真的苦。
And the pain is real.
之前会害怕，会忧愁，主都了解，所以主耶稣说的话。
And the woman could be sorrowful, it could be scared, which is all true, and Jesus acknowledged that.
但是当妈的看见生出来的孩子，那个苦就忘记了，就不纪念了。
But then the mother will forget and not remember the pain anymore when she sees her baby.
这是一个积极性的苦难。
So this is a positive type of suffering.
我长癌症去开刀要痛苦，但是这是一个正面的，因为他把那些伤害我的给除掉。
If I got cancer, I have to go through surgery. This kind of suffering is positive because it's going to remove the cancer.
所以保罗说，我小子们啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
So Paul says, my little children for whom I'm again in the anguish of childbirth until Christ is formed in you again.
所以你们不管养孩子也好，不管是儿童主日学老师也好，或是在神家当小组长服侍神儿女们也好，弟兄姊妹，我们都会受生产之苦。
So whether you're raising children in your family, you're teaching Sunday school, or you're leading a small group, we will all go through the pain, the anguish of childbirth.
但是我们希望没有一个人半途而废哈。
But we hope that no one will quit in the middle.
有没有一个妈妈怀孕了三个月，说够了够了了，我不想再是生了。
So have you seen a mother after three months of pregnancy? I can't stand this pain anymore. I'm gonna give birth right now.
我们用各样的方法能够安胎，能够逐月让她生下来，对不对
？We try all means to keep the baby so that it will carry through full term.
你也不会坐飞机回中国回台湾坐了十个小时受不了了，不行了，我要下去了，开门就下去了。
Have you seen anyone being on the flight back to China after 10 hours says, I can't stand it anymore, he would just open the door and get off.
你必须只等到那个结果，那个目的达到了。
You have to wait until you reach the goal.
我小学生初中的时候，我们那个时候规定初中全部要理光头。
When I was in middle school, our schoolthe rule is that you have to shave off your hair.
所以我毕业了以后要去上初中之前，去那天去理发的时候，我一路上伤心走十架道路。
Okay, so by the time I graduate from elementary school, I have to shave off my hair. So on the way to the barber, I was so sad. I felt that I was walking on the way of the path.
因为我小时候头发又黑又多，虽然没有压沙龙多，但是也是很多。
Because my hair was thick and dark and nice.
没想到我那天到理发店去的时候，真的非常痛苦的经历啊。
So that day I went to the barber shop and was such a painful experience.
那个理发师恶作剧哈，他说你要理光头啊？我说是。他就拿那个电动刀哈，从我的正面。一刀这样子直接下去哈。
So the barber asked me, "So you want to shave off your hair? Shave your head?" and say yes. And then so he just shave and make in the middle.
好像这个红海开道路一样，两边搞起来，中间一条路。
Just feels like he was parting the Red Sea and then make a path in the middle.
然后全部人都在笑哈。
And everyone was laughing at me.
那我已经很痛苦了，又被他们嘲笑，我不能拔腿就跑，对不对？我出去的话是 incomplete.
I was already very painful experience, and then he even make fun of me. But I couldn't quit at that moment, right? I couldn't just get out and live.
弟兄姊妹，我们要不甘心土产不熟而落。
So that we should not be willing that our land is unfruitful.
你看那个树。土产不熟，这是以利沙的故事。那个果子长，还没有熟，一点点掉在地上，以后没有了。
So just like the picture, maybe the fruit was growing, but without waiting for it to mature, it just fell on the floor.
主耶稣讲撒种比喻的时候，讲到撒在荆棘里的，路加福音第八章的解释，就是他们也长，只是荆棘把它挤住了，就结不出成熟的籽粒来。
Just like in Jesus' parable, the sower's parable in Luke chapter 8, verse 14 says, the plant will yield fruit, the crop will yield fruit, but then it will not mature, it will not wait for the fruit to mature.
没有得到主的结局，该有的结局。
So in other words, they did not wait for the end, the end of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我希望我今天的信息要停在这。我真的知道我们都在为主受苦。
So I have to end my message now. I know that.Almost all of us are suffering for the Lord.
尤其我们今年中英文，甚至青年组，我们都开始了新人门徒训练。
And this year we started a new men discipleship program in Chinese as well as English congregations.
我希望我们不要落在外面跟肤浅的层次说说谈谈。
I hope that we will not take it lightly and then stay on the superficial level.
更多人是在基督里，在十字架的里面，我们一起来成长，一起来学习。
But I hope that we will grow in Christ and learn.
当死真在我们身上发动的时候，生也要在别人身上发动。
So when death is truly at work in us, life will be at work in others.
我最后结束在我用过的一个比喻，孩子小的时候跟他们看动物片，这个动物的介绍。
Before my conclusion, I want to share with you, when my children were little, we used to watch the videos about animals together.
有一种虫长得很像蚯蚓。
There was type of worm just like earthworm.
当它到繁殖的时候，要开始延伸下代的时候。
When it comes to the reproductive season.
它们的蛋必须在鸟粪里面才能够孵化出小生命来。
And their eggs have to be hatched in the droppings of birds.
所以等到它开始繁殖的时代的时候，哦，那个记者照在那个海边那个沼泽旁边，这些所有的母虫一个一个把头伸出来，伸得高高的，让鸟来把它吃掉。
So that during their reproductive season, you will see the film actually filmed that on the seashore. You see the mother worms just keep stretching out, hoping to be seen by birds and be eaten by birds.
他知道他如果死不在他身上发动，生没有办法在这些蛋在他的孩子身上发动。
Because these worms understand if death is not at work in them, then life will not be at work in their offspring.
神的永能和神性借着所有的东西都在对我们说话。
So we see that God's eternal power and divine nature are all speaking to us through creation.
好好爱我们家里的孩子们。
So let us love our children at home.
孩子们好好孝敬你们的父母。
And children, respect and honor your parents.
我告诉你，你不要只觉得父母不好，将来你的孩子不会比你好到哪里去的。
So please, don't just complain about your parents. Have you ever thought about in the future?Your kids will also complain about you.
你要想一想，二三十年之后，你的孩子用这样子的态度，或是更恶劣的态度对待你，你的感受是什么？
Think far ahead in 20 or 30 years. If your children treat you this way, how would you feel?
我们都需要让基督的十字架在这里，让我们不再是我，乃是基督。
So we all need to carry our cross so that it is no longer I.But Christ,
好像神家满了生命，而且满了生命的传承。
So that in God's house there will be full of life and full of inheritance of life.
难怪保罗说：“我不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。”
No wonder Paul could say, "I know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified."
我们一起唱诗歌380首，我们只唱第一节跟第四节。
Let's sing the song 380.Stanza 1 and 4.
这首诗歌说十字架的道路要牺牲，虽然这个题目可能会让我们里面觉得这是一个很辛苦的一条路。
The song says the way of the cross means sacrifice, so we may think that it is a hard.
但是我刚才说过了，这条路一点不孤单，因为我们是陪着耶稣走，耶稣陪着我们走。
But this way may be harsh, but it is not lonely because Jesus walked with us.
这条路充满了爱。
So on this path, this is full of love.
耶稣爱我，我爱他。
Jesus loves me, and I love him.
这条路充满了生命。
And this path is full of life.
走在其上，不再是我，都是基督在我身上被显明出来。
When we walk on this path, it's no longer I, but the life of Christ manifested in me.
走在其上充满了祝福，耶稣透过我们像 channels 一样流到周围的人。
And this path is full of blessings because Jesus will bless others through me.
好，我们唱第一节、第四节。
Let's sing stanzas 1 and 4.
Yeah. 将一切献于神，将一切放在十字架上面，我才在这里显现，只是神将道路你愿和中间隔，你曾过被施加
低头在主的面前。
Let's all bow our heads before the Lord.
当我们有几位简短的带我们祷告之前，我希望我们每一个人都在主的面前有个祷告。
Let's all stand before God and have a prayer.
到底耶稣基督并他钉十字架对你对我是什么？
What does it mean to you and to me that Jesus Christ and Him crucified?
它只是一篇道呢？还是一个吸引我们控制我们一生的一个伟大的救恩。
Is it just a message, merely a message, or is it truth, a salvation that controls us, that compels us all of our life?
在跨出教会的门之后，在你我最平凡的人，被最平凡的生活，最熟悉的人中间，十字架还在不在？
After we leave church in our most ordinary life, is cross there?
我在说十字架不是叫我们受苦，受苦不是十字架的目的，基督才是十字架的目的。
Again, suffering is not the goal of cross, but Christ.
神要把基督更多给我们。
God wants to give us more of Christ.
也要借着十字架让我们更多活出基督，给人基督。
And through the cross, that God wants us to live out Christ more, and that we can give Christ more to others.
你的孩子需要你。
Your children need you.
你的丈夫、你的太太需要你。
Your husband, your wife need you.
你的爸爸妈妈需要你。
Your parents need you.
你周围的人都充满了对耶稣的需要。
And people around you are all full of need for Jesus.
我再说，耶稣基督并他钉十字架，是我们一切智慧、能力和祝福的源头。
Again.Jesus Christ and Him crucified is the origin, the source of our wisdom, our power and blessing.
当诗歌问我们，你是否愿意走十字架的道路？
When the song asks, are you willing to walk on this way?
让我们都在主的面前说，是的，主，我在这里。
Hopefully we can all say, Yes, Lord, I'm here.
呼召我，吸引我，一辈子走十架的道路。
Call me, draw me, so that I may walk on this way of cross all the days of my life.
我们有几位简短的带领我们祷告，中英文都可以。
Maybe some brothers and sisters can lead us in prayer.
Yes, Lord, we praise you. And Lord, sometimes it seems we do not understand your love. Lord, today, we may meditate upon the price, the sacrifice you gave on the cross. Touch our hearts so that we understand your love. Oh, Lord,We are here to answer the calling of your love. And Lord, as people who gave ourselves to you already, and Lord, help us to be true before you. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, we're here to say that yes, we are willing, Lord, because you have walked on this path before. Amen.And you have prepared for us so that this is a hidden, a blessing in disguise.
Amen.
Because you want to free us. You want to free us from self, which is the source and origin of all of our
Amen.
Sufferings, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, and that you are here. You always are ready to meet us on this way of the cross,
Amen.
Lord. Thank you for freeing us so that we may live a victorious life while on earth, Lord.We pray that your name will be glorified in our lives, Lord, that as we meet you on the way of the cross, on the cross. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, 我们感谢我们赞美你。是的，因着爱，你走在这一条十字架的道路。
那
今天真的巴不得让我们在基督的受苦上，我们能够也有份。哦，今天有多少的人，这何等的需要你。哦，真的巴不得耶稣的死能够在我们身上发动，可以让更多人能够认识你，得到这个全新、这个活的生命。谢谢，赞美主。
阿门。
Yes, Father, we thank you and praise you. But you asking us, to God, are you holy too? May all our answer be yes.
Amen.
Lord, we love because you loved us first. Lord, we can walk on this.Way of cross because you walked on it 1,000 years ago. Lord, you gave us this way. Lord, before you gave us this way, you gave us your life first. Lord, as we walk on this way, we pray that we can all live out your life.
Amen.
So help us. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.主啊，我们的心谢谢你。
Lord, our hearts thank you.
我们能爱是因为你先爱我们。
We love because you first loved us.
我们能走在十字架的路上是因为你亲自在前面带领我们。
We get to walk on this path because you are leading us.
我们有力量能够跟随你是因为你是我们的生命。
We have the strength to walk on this way because you are our life.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church, Lord.
祝福所有听到十字架信息的弟兄姊妹们。
Bless all brothers and sisters who heard this message of the cross.
不管世人以为十字架的道理多么愚拙。
The world may see this truth as foolish.
对我们来说，它永远是神的智慧和能力。
But yet to us, it's always God's wisdom and power.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.